Good morning, everyone. Okay, yes. Thank you. For us, it's a privilege to be here again. I was telling Rob and his wife that every time we have come here, we have been feeling at home. And so thank you. I want to say thank you for supporting us, helping us in our ministry through these almost 15 years. As you know, we have been working in Northern Argentina to plant new churches, to encourage people, trying to develop a ministry that could impact as many as possible. So we first started in planting the church in our neighborhood. We started there in 1998, and it's still there, the church, Prince of Peace Church. And later on, we moved to Tucumán, where we planted the Church of the Grace. David is here and representing the Church of the Grace, and there is another part of the team who is part of San Andrew's Church. And after being working in Tucumán, we returned to Salta to work in San Andrew's. We have been working in San Andrew's and another churches for almost 14 years. Now, last December, we handed over a pastoral team in San Andrew's Church to my son-in-law that is here, and the family Breckbell, Hans Breckbell and Graciela. They are working as a pastoral team now. And now, Teche and myself, we are working again, overseeing, supervising the different churches in Northern Argentina. And our goal is to help every church to grow and to impact their communities. It's not an easy challenge, but a good challenge for this stage of our life. This is not easy when you are getting older. You know, you struggle a little more. It's just talking about myself. Anyway, we go forward. And with Teche, we are also involved in the program for shaping marriage couples, helping them to have a better relationship. So we have been working through Alpha Curve for Couples, and we have been working in it, trying to be more adapted to our culture. So we call Informa. That means, shaping marriage couple. And in a few months, we will be developing the marriage encounter program for couples in Northern Argentina. So this is briefly our task now, and later on in the different service, my son-in-law and other people will be sharing a little bit about their task and ministry. But I want to share with you, I am not sure, this could be one of my last preaching here. We like to keep visiting you for all my life, but we don't know what could happen. So in my heart, I want to encourage you to have a perspective from the perspective of Paul about how to impact our communities. I think that God has called us not just to pretend to be a Christian or to show out how to be a Christian. The call of the Lord is to transform others, to be a blessing for others. The book of Acts is Luke wrote about Paul going to Macedonia. The interesting thing in the book of Acts is that Paul knew already that the call was to go to the rest of Europe to share the gospel. But he was visiting different churches in Asia. And what happened there? The church were growing, the church were healthy, the church were wonderful churches. So he wanted to keep going around. But what happened? The Holy Spirit blocked. This is quite an Argentinian concept, because we have blocked many roads because of protest, but it was not a protest. It was the concept that the Holy Spirit was guiding Paul to share the gospel in another places. So there are some components when Paul went to Macedonia to preach the gospel. And I want to share with you four concepts of how to impact a community. And the four begin with a letter, C. It's confidence, conviction, to copy a model, or character, and commitment. So you need to remember this concept of how to impact our community. The first thing I would like to share is that the call of Paul to go to Macedonia was not easy. You know that when he went immediately, this is what the book of Acts is saying. He didn't took 1 year to think, well, what can we do next? So he saw the vision, and at once, immediately, he went to Macedonia. The first city that Paul visited was Philippi. And do you remember what happened in Philippi? He went, he preached the gospel, but he went to jail with Silas. And there they were singing hymns to the Lord, and the jailer were transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he moved to preach the gospel to Thessalonica. One of these concepts of impact our community is the concept that the word has arrived to Thessalonica not just with words, but with full conviction. One of the things that touched my heart when I was a student and I met my wife during that time being a student at the university. I was involved during that time in plenty riots of the revolution that we wanted as students. We wanted to transform our world in a wrong way, of course. But my friend came across and said, Hugo, there is a man called Jesus who was a revolutionary, but changed no society. He changed lives. When I started to think in Jesus, I have this concept. If Jesus is the truth, and if he transformed life, I want to be part of this revolution. That happened 45 years ago. And I still believe that this concept needs to be part of our life. So the word of God needs to be preached with deep conviction. So this is the first concept. As Christian, we need to move forward. And I have a question for me and for all of us. What is blocking us to go forward to share the gospel with enthusiasm? Sharing our friend that what we have could transform families and lives. We have in our hands the truth who could transform our world. So the first C is conviction. But we need to go with confidence because God has given you the power of the Holy Spirit to walk filled with the Spirit. It's a clue to share the gospel. So Paul used here several times a tag or the pet phrase, this, for you know, brothers, lie by God, that he has chosen you. And then in verse 7, and so you become a model. And then in chapter 2, you know, brothers, that our visit to you was not a failure. So he's repeating, as you know. Why? Because he wants to transmit the concept of assurance and conviction, and that it's possible to preach and to share, because he has experienced that, sharing the gospel in Philippi and in Thessalonica and Berea, where he had been persecuted. So, confidence and conviction. But the third word is character, or copying a model. And I want to say that a very important thing to share or to transform is that I am an example of what I am preaching. It's interesting that Paul, to the Corinthians in chapter 11, he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. In some way, I think Paul made a mistake, because he could write, please, dear brothers and sisters, be imitator of Jesus Christ, and that's all. But do you want to know Jesus? Do you want to see the love of Jesus? Do you want to see the mercy, the holiness of Jesus Christ? You will find it in my life. This is what Paul is saying. I am a Christ where I am living, in the workplace, in the street, in the square, wherever. I need to be a model and to transmit a model, because Paul said to the Thessalonians, you became imitator for us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. They copy the model of Jesus from Paul. And from them, they became imitators in Achaia. This is another place. It was not Macedonia. They went beyond their own town being imitators. So character is quite fundamental to impact our houses and community. We need to be part of Jesus, being like him. And finally, we need to have a commitment. And this is quite important in our church now. I think that commitment is difficult in our country. We are trying to help many people to be more committed. But Paul also writes here in chapter 2, to think that impact my life. I think to be committed have two meanings in the book of Thessalonians. Paul is talking about being with our disciples, to be like a mother. As apostle of Christ, we could have been burden to you, but we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. We love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. That is commitment. The commitment with you, to pray for you, to encourage you, to support you, to be patient with you. That's the kind of commitment we are needing. It's a commitment with God and with others. And he also said that you as witness, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believe. For you know that we deal with each of you as a father deal with our own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging. So as a father, encouraging, trying to have a discipline of going forward, showing others the way they need to walk. So this concept need to be part of our life during this time. We are living in very difficult moments. Our society share some same problems in Argentina, northern Argentina, and in England. Sometimes we think our world is too complex to share the gospel. It's too difficult to live as Christ is asking us to live. But this is the meaning of the word. Confidence, conviction, character, and commitment. This is what is calling us, as Paul was called to live in Macedonia, to live and to transform Macedonia and Achaia. And these people became also in revolutionary people. They transformed Macedonia, Achaia, and Paul says to them, and so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia, Achaia, and the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but everywhere. That is what God is just telling us to do. So thank you, Rob. Thank you, everyone, to help us, to host us. And we want to encourage you that we have the privilege to be part of the kingdom of the Lord, being used by him to impact our world. God bless you. Many thanks.